There Are No Grown-Ups, A Midlife Coming-of-Age Story. This is the author, Pamela Druckerman. Introduction. Bonjour, Madame. If you want to know how old you look, just walk into a French cafe. It's like a public referendum on your face. When I moved to Paris in my early 30s, waiters called me Mademoiselle. It was Bonjour, Mademoiselle, when I walked into a cafe, and Voilà, Mademoiselle, as I set down a coffee in front of me. I sat in many different cafes in those early years. I didn't have an office, so I spent my days writing in them. And everywhere, I was Mademoiselle. The word technically means unmarried woman, but it's come to signify young lady. Around the time I turned 40, however, there's a collective code switch. Waiters start calling me Madame, though with exaggerated formality or a jokey wink. It's as if Madame is a game we're playing. They still sprinkle in the occasional Mademoiselle. Soon, even these jocular Mademoiselles cease, and my Madames are no longer tentative or ironic. It's as if the waiters of Paris, they're mostly men, have decided en masse that I've exited the liminal zone between young and middle-aged. On one hand, I'm intrigued by this transition. Do the waiters gather after work for a Sancerre and a slideshow to decide which female customers to downgrade? Irritatingly, men are monsieur forever. I'm aware of the conventions of aging, of course. I've watched as small crinkles and creases appeared on the faces of my peers. Already in my 40s, I can see the outline of what some people I know will look like at 70. I just didn't expect Madame to happen to me, or at least not without my consent. Though I'd never been beautiful, in my 20s, I'd discovered my superpower. I looked young. I still had the skin of a teenager. People honestly couldn't tell whether I was 16 or 26. I was once standing alone on a New York subway platform when an older man stopped and said, sweetly, "You've still got your baby face." I knew what he meant, and I was determined to preserve this small advantage. Long before any of my peers fretted about wrinkles, I used sunblock and eye cream each morning and rubbed on more potions before bed. I didn't waste a smile on something that wasn't truly funny. All this effort paid off. Into my 30s, strangers still routinely assumed I was a college student, and bartenders asked to see my identification. My compliment age, the age people say you look, to which you must add 6 or 7 years, hovered safely around 26. In my 40s, I expect to finally reap the average-looking girl's revenge. I've entered the stage of life where you don't need to be beautiful. Simply by being well-preserved and not obese, I would now pass for pretty. For a while, this strategy seems to work. Fields of micro-wrinkles appear on the faces of women who'd always been far better looking than me. If I haven't seen someone in a few years, I brace myself before meeting her, lest I accidentally gawk at how much she's changed. The French call this tendency to look the same for a long stretch than to suddenly look much older a coup de vieux, an age blow. I regard the graying roots and creased foreheads of many of my peers with sad detachment. I am proof of the adage that everyone eventually gets the face she deserves. And what I deserve is, obviously, a permanently youthful glow. But in the course of what seems like a few months, something changes in me, too. Strangers no longer gush about how young I look or seem shocked when I reveal that I have 3 children. People I haven't seen in a while clock my face for a few extra beats. When I arrive to meet a younger friend at a cafe, he stares right past me at first. He doesn't realize that the middle-aged lady standing in front of him is me. Not everyone my age is distressed by these changes, but many seem to be suffering from a kind of midlife shock. One friend says that when she walks into a party, there's no longer a Cinderella moment when everyone turns.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?